Thank you. I want to start with a couple of Sunlight Awards. And it's a couple because it goes to two people who worked in conjunction on a project. It's to Rachel and Sarah. And surprise, surprise. and let me read what the certificate says. Both Rachel and Sarah developed an order form and payment process for the SCCs who like to purchase damaged items when they're in town, don't we all? I mean, come on. This year, due to the form and process Rachel and Sarah implemented, she saved the finance team about 8 hours of credit card processing work. Additionally, the SCCs were able to get their purchased materials quickly, in days instead of months, removing a lot of inventory out of the area quickly. Everyone gained in the new process. Thank you both for your willingness to develop a process that improves service to everyone, saving precious time for our team while meeting the desires of the SCCs faster than ever. So thank you, ladies. And I love it when people save us time. Good job, ladies. And there's yours. And what a great last name, Rose. Looks so pretty with you. I guess I just never even heard it. So beautiful. Should all go from a normal name to just a beautiful name when we get married. For most of us, that doesn't happen. My previous name was Hessels, which... it's a Dutch name, but it's not a super, super, super Dutch name like Van Staldijnen or something like that. Well, I always felt kind of good about it, and then I married a Holtzman, which, okay. You know, it's great, and you take as it comes, right? Wow, did I mean to get myself in a trap?
It's okay, it's all recorded.
And it'll be on Facebook tomorrow, right? Yeah, no? Wayne thought it would be helpful if I talked about what we're doing with our different products and why we're going through all this brain damage. I thought it was a worthy topic to talk about. Last year, I don't know if you know or not, but last year we went through all of our core IGs and I replaced about 40 titles. And somebody said to me, why in the world did you do that when we have the best of the best, and why did you have to go about changing it all? Well, things change over time. So what happened was I went back and looked at every title in all of our cores, did up all new schedules, reread every book and decided whether or not it was dated. For example, we used to carry a Newbery Medal book called The Matchlock Gun. In that book, it's a story of, you know, Indians who are hostile and they come and shoot some, but the way it's written comes across very offensive for the modern generation. It wasn't worth having it in. So what happened was we pulled titles that just caused unnecessary offense for some of the modern current sensitivities, which I believe are probably appropriate and right. I looked, too, for the different summer readers we'd been picking over the years. There were just a number of them. I thought, oh, my goodness, this belongs in a course somewhere, but where? So then it was just look at everything, go through it all, plan it all out again. And I also looked to make sure we weren't overloading our kids. So I went and counted every page. You know, sometimes you think, why am I so insane? But I am. But it was a huge project, and I think it gave us a chance to highlight something new in our catalog. For the prior 2 or 3 years before that, we'd been working on Bookshark, so Sunlight had kind of languished. So it was a chance to refresh and say, Sunlight's still alive, Sunlight's still aware, Sunlight's still pertinent, Sunlight's still a terrific product. Come and look at us again. So we could have in our catalog lots and lots of little new symbols, which gave moms a chance to look at our catalog and say, wow, I want to try this again. This just looks very, very exciting. Part of the Because it was such a big project, when I would do all my schedules, I would list just the titles I was dealing with, and I didn't list all the titles that were in our cores. So the different shipments that you've been sending out are totally my fault. I didn't say to the team, oh, keep this one in, I assumed that would just stay as part of the package, and of course the miscommunication didn't help. And errors, of course, are costly. They're not only costly money-wise. Think of all the time and the shipping money and all the effort and all the energy and the paper and the bother and the hassle. But they also cut down on the trust that our customers have for the quality of our product. So the number one goal this year was to clean up our guides. Greg's been handling that. He's been managing that project, and it's been a big project. He first sent them all out to contractors that he found, people who were just good at editing, and they looked to make sure the commas were in the right places, that we had correct subject-verb agreement, that we made sense in the ways we said things, because sometimes you're writing so fast, you know, you don't make sense to you, but it might not make sense to the people who are reading them. So we had different proofers that came back, and they came back actually with a lot of stickies in them, a lot of things that actually needed to be cleaned up. Why is that important? As an education company, we want to look professional, and we want to look like we know what we're doing. For example, one of the, as I've been reading through the guides at the current time, one of the things that we assign kids in language arts is to make sure subject-verb agrees. And by gum, if I didn't find in our IGs, so if you are in a meeting and you want to talk to your parent, put your hand on their arm. And I thought, wait. Subject-verb agreement is not there. So it either has to be parents in their arm or parent and his and her arm. But it's one of those things that just comes up so quickly, and if we can find them and look professional and model to our parents the things we want them to be teaching their children, this is a worthy, worthy goal. Beyond that, Greg came back and he went, well, you know, that these proofers did a great job. We think they found a lot of errors. They found a lot of things we needed to fix. But how do we know if the IGs are right? So we did a second set of proofing where we sent it out to our SCCs, and Linda Densmer took a bunch of them. People who are in the know and know what the product's supposed to work like, they also looked at it. They, you know, went through and made sure that the titles worked right, that they fit in the right area, that we weren't missing things. And the things they came back with were humorous, almost sad. They'd come back with things like, do we actually really need to send moms to a video store? Do you know any video stores? In one of the IGs 100 years ago, John wrote, you know, Microsoft is just, you know, they just blew Apple out of the water. I thought, yeah, we gotta pull this cabin. So you just want to look at the IGs and make sure they're still current. We want them to look like they've been touched in the last 10 years, which, you know, how often do we go through them globally? There's a lot of them. We have 72 guides and we're adding to them this year. This is a big part of our project, but it's important that we get it right because it's our keynote product. It's what we send to our customers. It's what we use to teach their kids, and it's important that we get it right. So that was the key goal for this year, and that's been a big project. Kudos to Amy, who's tracking where each IG goes to all the different people and when they come back, who they have to go to. The scheduling would make my head spin. It's a big project and it's important. But we had some secondary goals for this year as well. We wanted to do some upgrades to the IGs so we'd have things to talk about. You can send an email out to your customers on a regular basis, and if you say all the time, as for example My Father's World does, according to Greg, he gets an email from them twice a week and the same message comes through: we have a 25% discount. If I were a mom, I would go delete, because I don't need to read it twice a week for the rest of my life. But how do you get a message that goes out to your customers that's pertinent, important, that they're going to want to open it and want to read it? So we didn't want to do sales all the time. It's just not good for the bottom line. It's actually probably not good for our customers, because then they go, oh my goodness, if I'd have waited, I'd have gotten a better price. We don't want to do that to our customers. We want to have things to talk about that are significant and important and that they actually want to read about. We want to talk about the different features that we're doing and the benefits that they have for themselves and for their children. So one of the things we did was we re-added our four-day program. A number of years ago, we decided we would add a fourth day program because a lot of our moms were finding the 5 days a week just too hard to do. We added a 4 day program, but because I couldn't figure out how to do, the way I worked it out was we had 4 days for everybody and then we had an optional fifth day. But to do that optional fifth day in reading, I couldn't figure out how to do that because you wanted the continuous stories to go. So we had a 5 day program within our 4 day program, very confusing, and I'm sorry, it was for our customers too, for reading and for Bible. And we justified that by saying, we actually think your kids should read every day, and we think you should read the Bible every day. So that's how we justified it. It was a valid justification. This year we opted to do a true 4 day program where everything is scheduled for 4 days. So why do we do that? Why are we making ourselves totally crazy? Because it turns out that about a third of our customers prefer a 4 day program. And I wonder if some of the sales drop that we've had this past year, people are going, you know what, you're just not listening to me, you don't hear me, you don't care about me, I'm actually going to go somewhere else. So it's a way to honor the people who are busy moms, who have a fifth day obligation, who have something going on. A lot of our customers do a fifth day option. Think of Bookshark's very effective The Options program down in the Springs. There's moms that just say, I need a break one day a week. I'm going to put my kids in some program, and to have a four-day program could be a huge help for them. And it gives us something to talk about that's significant and important. Another thing Greg thought we should offer, and I think it's a good idea as well, we should offer a two-color IG. This coming year, we will have two-color from pre-K to through fourth grade. You know, it's just cosmetic. Nothing in the product other than all these edits have actually changed. But if we think about how the world has moved, you know, think about on the web. If you see anything in black and white, it's kind of like, yawn, do I even recognize that as relevant? I'm old enough to remember when we had a black and white TV. And all my friends got color, and it's kind of like, wow, this is a dramatic step forward. We're hoping that our customers will look at a color IG and just go, you know, that just feels warm, welcoming, friendly, feels like me, to add interest to our guides. Another goal that we had was to add full color to our science sheets. Again, this was done mainly as a cosmetic thing. We're working on new illustrations as well, but it was mainly the illustrations have been fine. But if you think about kids and you look at textbooks that are more attractive, you look at a Saxon textbook that's black and white versus a Horizons, which is in full color, you go, you know what? This actually is more winsome. The challenge has been to find illustrators for that. Janelle did all the original black and white drawings in our current guides, and they're cute. But to find someone to step up a little bit, we always want to go a little better than what we're doing. Greg found a terrific illustrator down in Argentina. But the problem with contractors is you can't hold their feet to the fire. You can't say, actually, we need all 1,000 of these done by such and so date. And what we think happened with her was that she picked up another job, because we'll get a whole batch of things that she's worked on over the weekend. Because it's been delayed, Greg actually went and looked to see if he could find somebody that could match her style, and that's just challenging. And we thought we would stick with this gal's illustrations so that we will only offer them in K. It's a disappointment. We would have liked to have done them all, but working with the parameters of people that aren't in the building, we have to go with what we can do. The plan is that we will continue to use her, get them all ready for the next years over the course of this whole year. She'll have time to get those done. And Greg found another illustrator that does a little more of an older style, more sophisticated style, and we'll use that illustrator for fourth on up. So that's the plan. It is it's going to be great, but didn't make it quite this year. And rather than delay the guides, because Greg said to me, oh, do we just wait? Because I'm going, oh, I'd really like it to be in first grade too. But it would have pushed the IGs back so far. And there's always that tension of, you know, are moms going to be willing to wait, or is this enough of a black eye? You know, you always have to weigh all of those kinds of things as well. And we felt that the delay would be less of a positive. So that's what's going to happen there. Another thing we're doing is, and this is a relatively new thing, and I'm sorry, team, we're planning on doing the Bookshark LA upgrades for Sunlight. A number of years ago, Bookshark decided to do samples in all of their language arts assignments. So they'll have an assignment and then they'll have a sample of what the kids could do. They added scripting in the lower grades so that if you had a brand new homeschooling mom, she could actually read. Okay, now today we're going to do this, and this is why we're going to do it, and this is how, you know, let's be upbeat and do this. It's very, very cute. To help new homeschooling moms know how to teach LA, we added those. Bookshark added those. They also added what they call rubrics, which is basically just a chart with some sample questions of types of things to be looking for as you're evaluating your students' work. And they moved the assignments from third grade on up to the activity sheets themselves. So the moms could just hand the child this and evaluate the kids with them after they have finished the assignment. All really, really good ideas and really good things to do. The goal has been that we will add all of those same implementations to the Sunlight guides. Should be a cut and paste, or start with the Bookshark and cut out the Bookshark names and put in Sunlight instead. Hopefully it's not too onerous, and Greg has brought in an additional typesetter to help with some of this manipulation. Partially it's been this whole juggling act, because as the IGs go out to be checked, then they come back, then they go back. Anyway, I'm glad he's handling it, and I don't have to. Thank you, Greg, and may you have a good vacation. He's out on vacation. One of our dreams was to add chronographs to our IGs. We had bought it. We thought we would add 4 individual kits from the bigger packages to all of our IGs. That was one of those dreams where we're just not going to get there. When I went through the chronograph packages, I selected the ones we could put in. I scheduled them as to where they could be. But when we looked at the actual layout and the design of the packages themselves, we felt they needed more work. They definitely needed some editing. They had a lot of typos. There was some anyway, that had to happen. But I felt they needed an illustration of what the product was on the main page. And when Greg looked at the scope of that whole project, he went, we've got to set this just aside for a while. So that is something we are hoping that once the load lightens, when all the IGs go to press, that this is something we can readdress and hopefully send out emails to our moms that these are available over the course of the summer. Gives us something else to talk about with our customers. So that's a scope of what we're working on. And if you see your product development team, I want to say kudos to them. They have been amazing, amazing. Young, who got here a little late because he drives from the very far north end of town, has been handling all these different parts and pieces. Amy handles the schedule, but once the stuff comes back, it goes to Young. And Young has to figure out who to divvy it out to, what the parts and pieces are, what do we print at what times, what things need to be done first and last. It's been an enormous job, and thank you, Young, for that. That's been amazing. Nicole isn't here. No, you are there. There you are. Okay. Nicole has just got this eagle eye, and the nice thing about Nicole is she comes with a customer service bent, where she looks at something and goes, okay, I'm going to get a call on this because it's just not clear. So she's finding things that I go, oh, that's really a good point, and so thank you, Nicole, for the things you're doing. Rhonda isn't here because she's also dealing with, I don't know, 2 or 3 kids at home. I don't remember how many she has at this point in time. And she works just a real minimum amount of hours, but Rhonda does all the compilations of what's in all of our kits. She gets together and pulls everything together and puts it all into one unified place that then goes to accounting, that's the word I'm looking for, and then they work out what all the numbers should be. So Rhonda's kind of the gatekeeper. So talk about a stressful position. Blessings on Rhonda, who isn't here right now, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. She comes with years of working in the company and knows the product probably better than most of us in the building here. She's just an awesome research and I'm so a resource, and I'm just grateful for her. So talk about a very, very, very small team that has to do all the things that I've talked about here. And a lot of them came to them very late in the year, because it was as we were looking at them and seeing how they looked and how messy they were and what needed to be done to bring them up to speed. That's been part of the goal, to just bring a better and better product to our customers' sake. Blessings on all of you. Those of you who take the heat, those of you who have to deal with the boss and every single day, thank you all for doing that. Do you have any questions for me of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing?
So is the Bookshare standard for the sunlight light guide, is that for this season?
Luke's going, part of the thing is, when you try to...
The short answer is yes. Yeah, I didn't
understand. It is fabulous. It's just very, very busy. And we'll bring in more people if we need to, just to get the job done. So, but that's a good question. It will be K through H. G and H will be deliberately delayed. All the middle school titles we will not even begin to work on until everything else is done. They're lower in sales. There are probably customers that have been with us a long time. They'll probably have a little more grace. So the plan currently is that we will put together 5 weeks' worth, shrink wrap them with a nice letter in it, send out to anyone who's ordered. So that's kind of the thinking of how we'll work around anything that's going to be delayed. And we do plan on having delays. I probably didn't mention that. This is just a big, big, big project, and we want to get it right. We want to do it as excellently as we possibly can. And if we have to send it out to be reviewed one more time, we choose to do that, even if it means we have to do a 5-week packet and all the extra expense and all the extra damage that we need to do in the building. So hopefully we can all step up and do this in a way that just honors and blesses our customers, because that's our goal, right? We want them to have the very, very best product we can have in hand. Any other questions? I didn't mention Liz, who every week gets another something to edit in the catalog and basically is as busy as the rest of us. So we need to remember her, and we do. We pray for all of you, and trust that none of us gets hit by the proverbial bus. Thank you all. This. Yeah, you don't need my notes?